A top Bush administration official says the recent arrest of a suspected terrorist in Pakistan could destabilize the Al-Qaeda terrorist network. Attorney General John Ashcroft told members of the Senate Judiciary Committee that the arrest of key Al-Qaeda member Khalid Sheikh Mohammed could have profound implications for the war on terrorism.
The capture of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed by Pakistani authorities in coordination with the CIA is a severe blow to Al-Qaeda that could destabilize their terrorist network worldwide.
Attorney General Ashcroft described Khalid Sheikh Mohammed as the operational mastermind of the September 11th terrorist attacks. He says the Mohammed arrest is an opportunity for U.S. intelligence officials to prevent future attacks. Mr. Ashcroft says CIA and FBI agents are moving rapidly to exploit the opportunity by reviewing materials found in the apartment where the arrest took place. Mr. Ashcroft also announced the recent arrest of two men from Yemen who've been charged with providing money and weapons to Al-Qaeda. U.S. officials are seeking their extradition from Germany, where they're currently being held. One of the men is alleged to have personally handed Osama bin Laden $20 million from a terrorist fundraising network. FBI Director Robert Mueller told the Senate committee that U.S. counterterrorism efforts have helped to thwart more than 100 terrorist attacks since September 11th. Attorney General Ashcroft says terrorists around the world are, in his words, getting the message.
We are arresting and detaining potential terrorist threats. We are dismantling the terrorist financial network, and we are disrupting potential terrorist travel, and we are building our long-term counterterrorism capacity. We are winning the war on terrorism.
Senate Democrats were generally supportive of the counterterrorism efforts, but the top Democrat on the Judiciary Committee, Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont, urged the Bush administration to be more forthcoming about its plans for new laws that would expand the power of law enforcement agencies to crack down on suspected terrorists. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.